I'm a big fan, and I've told you this before, of antiquing, thrifting, things like this, because for me, and I guess it would apply to you too, you go out there, that's a legitimate form of research. The amount of times where you get like a springboard, you see something that there would have been no other like evidence for, you know what I mean? Like just because you saw a souvenir mug. That happened twice where I was just like, whoa, reminded me of a theme park I didn't even know existed. Anyway, that's not what I found. Found something much better.
Okay.
This is a record. I know you're very much into records.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're into sounds and, you know, music and all these things like that. So I went and I picked up for you.
Railroad sounds. The sounds of a vanishing era. Steam and diesel.
Now, I thought that was the joke until I turned it around and I read a little bit of what's on there. Would you want to, do you want to read that or should I read it out loud?
I can read it. Railroad sounds, steam and diesel. Steam engines. Huge black monsters shuddering under loads of coal and compressed steam. Oof, lumbering masses of iron and steel that blast the air as they spit black smoke to the heavens. Tons of metal shaking the earth as wheels churn over gleaming tracks, bearing witness to man's genius for harnessing power. Immense drive shafts that grind in rhythmic strokes as the iron horse plows along the rails.
Rhythmic strokes.
Wailing whistles that echo through silent countrysides as people sleep in their beds. Okay, there's a lot.
There's so much train copy. I didn't read it all the way through. I couldn't.
This is graphic.
It's so intimate. It's sloppily detailing all of these.
I mean, you haven't even opened it.
It's still sealed.
It's still sealed. I feel wrong to open it. I think it definitely has been opened before.
I would hope, because if that's authentically sealed from 1956, then we can't open it. Now, here's the real question. Does this album exist on YouTube already? Is it a situation where we don't need to open it? Or is this going to be one of those things where,
I know,
for historical purposes, we're going to have to figure out how to record hi-fi stereo?
I'm going to keep reading.
Please.
Diesel engines, oil-driven behemoths that pack the energy of 1,000 whales, leviathans of the rails whose purring bellies their capacity to haul 100 loaded freight cars, iron bulls that can push railroad cars around the tracks like balloons in the wind, giants whose deep-throated horns rend,
like render almost? Yeah.
Rend, yeah. Oh. Rend the air as the train rumbles past crossings and Goliaths that make the ground tremble as they churn around curves. This is why Walt never cheated on Lillian. He didn't need to.
He was getting his kicks somewhere else.
Yeah.
From a different type of rhythmic sensation, man.
These are sounds of a vanishing era, and so is the piercing hiss of the steam engine as it pauses to reduce pressure. I mean, this is disgusting. This is so gross.
And reading this, I immediately understood. I went, I get it, guys. Like, because for years you go, trains? What's the big deal, guys? You know, and then you go, oh, okay.
The cacophony of the switching engines as it lurches back and forth in the switching yard. The coupling of freight cars as they are shunted from track to track. The shriek of steel against steel as thousands of tons of metals grind to a stop on rails. The car-splitting blast of steam as the engine gathers momentum. The mighty clang of the bell as it reverberates over the din. All are the sounds of a vanishing era.
So it even has the Walt Disney, oh man, we need to preserve and bring these back. That desire.
The sounds of a vanishing era. The clanking of metal. I mean, long.
Strictly the use of adverbs and the application of them is what makes it just a little bit too far.
If they talk about like the conductor gripping the engine horn or like any of that stuff, if there's a person involved, I mean, because that's the thing is like, do you want to be a conductor or do you just want to hear it?
Yeah, where in the, if you're a train lover, where's the fantasy really? Is it you in charge of this? Are you a passenger or are you like witnessing it even?
And am I supposed to read this while listening to the train sounds and would that make it grosser?
That's like the lyrics. It's like,
yeah. I mean, honestly, right. So is this on YouTube?
I don't know. I haven't looked
yet. Let's look it up.
We have to find out because we also got to hear this. The other thing I did not check because I just got this yesterday. I didn't go on eBay and see any price match competitiveness because I purchased this for a single dollar. That's a pretty good deal in this day and age. So it really shows how much those sounds have vanished and how little people really do care. That even in an upcharge antique store, still a dollar.
Railroad sounds, steam and diesel, YouTube.
The sounds of a vanishing era.
It is on YouTube.
How many views?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I forgot. This album, I'm immediately greeted with like the most jarring. Oh yeah.
For while railroads are here to stay, the mechanical refinements airplanes are constantly undergoing and the progress being made in air transportation. Okay, I can't. This is like, I think you're supposed to read this first.
This is easy listening.
Can you believe they're getting rid of these sounds?
And this is on my living room hi-fi blasting through the house in 1956.
When was this released?
1956. Look at the bottom. I had to see the year.
Okay, so this is part one. It's only 9 minutes. This is such a ripoff.
It's one of those, man.
Oh, no.
Is it two-sided? Does the second side have?
Okay, okay. This is 9 minutes on this side.
Okay.
And side one, which, I mean, I'm going to just skip to the middle of side one.
The A side of railroad sounds.
I think I know what it's going to be.
We got the other one.
It's the worst sound you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking 2,000 views, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Of course. Yeah, this is like an obscure thing, and it's for who cares subject.
Did you look this up?
No, I didn't look this up.
So,
but I have a feeling.
You have a feeling that side one on YouTube 13 years ago, 346,000 views.
It's an evergreen topic, man.
My dad used to set his speakers up on the front porch on late summer nights and blare this album. Yes, alcohol was involved, and yes, he startled a few people walking down the street. Oh, that's sad.
Well, I liked a little bit at the end because that's almost the type of thing where I'm willing to create like a conspiracy of YouTube is writing fake comments. If it's anything that's an album, there's that comment because you see it on every single one where it's like, and my dad used to play this all the time when I was a kid. It's like, it's on the Train Sounds album. My dad, he couldn't get enough of the Train Sound album.
My dad is nostalgic for Train Sounds, and I am nostalgic for my dad's Train Sounds album.
Your kids are going to be nostalgic for you talking about the Train album. You never experienced it.
Imagine dad's on the porch. He's three beers in. And you see him and he turns up louder. And
you're like, what's dad listening to?
I'm going out of the porch. What? I'm going out of the porch. Honey, don't do that. The neighbors, I'm doing it. Honey, bring me another beer.
It's like, what would be the scenario where it's like, I have to move. I have to move. It's like them building a train behind you. You're bringing the train into the house, blaring it.
It's like firing a gun outside of a window to make sure your rent doesn't go up. Every time I see the realtor try to tour that house down the street, I blast the Train album. Oh, is there a train nearby? No.
It just keeps my rent down.
You're talking to the realtor. Oh, I hear a train. Are there tracks nearby?
There's only two tracks nearby, and one of them's 9 minutes long.
It's just like a wrench hitting a train.
I know, how far can we take this? Or it's like airplane taking off. It's just like the worst, loudest sounds you could have.
For while railroads are here to stay, the mechanical refinements airplanes are constantly undergoing and the progress being made in air transportation are slowly but surely relegating rail transportation to a secondary place.
So it's like still happening. It's not done yet.
It's the mid-50s, and they're like, you don't think the airplanes are going to like take... We're still going to be riding trains, right?
Yeah, if they made this in the 70s, it would have been like sounds of a vanished past tense era. This is, we're still working on it.
So marked is the trend that it is difficult to believe that in 1842, when railroads were in their infancy, a Western settler expressed the fear that if a locomotive ever ran near his farm, the cows would stop giving milk. And that same farmer's son has now bought this album because he can't sleep without the sounds of this.
Reminds me of when I was a boy.
There's a lot of gimmick albums like this. YouTube has completely replaced the need for anything like this because people listen to fireplace sounds. Mm-hmm. But before that, that was a TV channel of a fireplace. They have rain sounds. And before that, you'd buy a rain machine. It's just, it's all on YouTube now. But VHS had gimmick videos, you know, VHS games, VHS, something for your cat to watch while you're away. And also vinyl records had all these gimmick type things. And the weird thing about this one is it's like a pornographic relationship to the sounds of a train, because I could see the gimmick record being 25 minutes per side and 24 and a half minutes are completely silent. But like for 30 seconds, you hear a train pass in the distance.
That would be genius.
Because people could sleep to that. But I guess the thing with I guess there has to be some record systems that had like loop mechanisms.
I would imagine that's like the type of thing you would read about where it's like some guy figured out just how to do it. Something terribly simple.
RCA's new premium line with a loop function. I guarantee you that some of them had loop functions. So you could loop this, but I mean, why would you want to loop this?
You could loop this and never sleep again, actually.
I'm not even halfway through reading this.
Dude, there's so much.
It's also such a short lifespan for this thing. Like Walt Disney and everyone that was into trains had to be born exactly then. Because it's like in 1842, railroads were in their infancy. Yeah. And by 1956, just over a century later, we are recording the train sounds because we're so afraid that trains aren't going to exist anymore.
Yeah, man.
When railroads were still in their infancy, a Western settler expressed the fear that if the locomotives ever ran near his farm, the cows would stop giving milk. Honestly, that's not even the craziest thing on this so far. It's weird because the farmer character is like, look at this idiot. But like after three paragraphs of like the hot metal steamed in my face as I gulped for air and only diesel went down my lungs. And it's like, and then some farmer thought that if we put a farmer heard this. He's like, stop, my cows won't be able to sleep. And he's right. But they're like, this idiot. And then they say a little more than 100 years later, the same fear was expressed by a Midwestern farmer, except that he was concerned about the possibility of a jet plane crash rather than a runaway locomotive. It's like 1956. A farmer's like, what if they drive a plane into a building?
Now concept. It's like the farmers are worried about AI now, whatever the emerging technology.
Ask a farmer. They're probably right. Except that he was concerned about the possibility of a jet plane crash rather than a runaway locomotive. I mean, that'd be so funny if the jet just went straight into his cow.
It's so new. They don't even have that statistic yet of like, it's so unlikely that it'll crash into your cow. It's just, he's fully convinced the reality.
He's like, I know the train won't hit the cow.
He's got more evidence that that's not going to happen.
I know where the train goes. The train goes on the tracks. But these planes don't have tracks. These
planes do not have cow catchers. There's no safeguard against this. My cow's going to get demolished when that thing hits him. He has no reference even how big a plane is. He's just like, it's probably a little bit bigger than a cow. Probably that'll be enough.
I mean, back then they were. I mean, they didn't start with a big one and then make them small.
I'm imagining like a jumbo jet
right
slamming into the size cow.
Don't let my cow. And he's telling people, you know how there's like a type of guy that's always trying to come up with like the most left field take and not even trying, just like, oh, you know, the thing with AI is before you know it, they're going to be doing jobs, but they're not going to know how to do these jobs. So I'm going to be at McDonald's. They're trying to get me a hamburger. The AI shuts down, no more hamburgers. And you're like, yeah, I guess. And
it's like, it's a little too specific to be the doomsday scenario that we're worried about, but you got the right idea.
Yeah. And it's also just like, yeah, but also, but no. Like,
that's coming from an uninformed place almost, just from that guy where it's like, okay.
This idiot farmer thinks the cow won't give any milk if we play this.
Well, it's hard to nudge the guy next to you and be like, get a load of this idiot, point at somebody else when you spent 20 minutes just like extolling the virtues of these railroad sets. You've already proven yourself to be completely insane, and now I'm just sitting there like, okay, how do I get out of this situation? And then the guy goes, yeah, but get a load of that guy's shoes.
A little more than 100 years later, the same fear was expressed by a Midwestern farmer, except that he was concerned about the possibility of a jet plane crash rather than a runaway locomotive. Oh, I guess runaway locomotives were... Because we know what happens when a train goes off the tracks.
Yeah.
It, like, stops or tips over immediately. But back then, the idea of a runaway locomotive would be the scariest thing.
They don't know yet that it's not just good.
I mean, how do you stop it if it's off the tracks? And it's just easily, yeah. Like, it's clearing the cornfields, just Polar Express style on the ice.
Yeah.
Get it back on the tracks. And
drifting, but with a good amount of control. Right, yeah. Fully.
How do we stop it? It's like speed with a train.
Well, they're treating it like how we treat, like, 18-wheelers now, where you got to have, like, runaway truck ramps and stuff like that to prevent them. But, yeah, a train just tips over. It just stops so that the wheels don't work anymore.
I mean, who knows? Maybe there is such a thing as a runaway train, and we're jerks.
5 miles straight into my cow. I can't believe it. Perfect trajectory. What are the odds?
You know, the thing with these jet planes, all these kids are so excited about them, but they don't realize is that thing could, bam, kill my cow.
And it's like, really, George, your cow specifically is the one the plane's coming for? What about my cow? I have a ton of property with plenty
of cows. Your cow's fine. It's not going to hit your cow. So selfish. You're fine. It's my cows. You should be worried about. They're out in the pasture. Yeah. You keep your cows in the barn. Only a century has passed, but what a change has taken place. The United States has been transformed from a handful of mostly agricultural states into a sprawling industrial giant second to none in the world. Uh-oh. I added the uh-oh.
They thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, that's great. Look at all the sounds. Hey, did anybody get the children's shoe factory? Instead of railroad sounds, it's factory operated by children sounds.
12 hours child labor ASMR.
The sounds of a vanishing era. A child operating a giant t-shirt machine. The tying of tiny shoes.
A tiny hand hitting a punch card on
rice. These are the sounds of a dying era.
A 7-year-old boy smoking on the assembly line. These are the sounds.
In place of dirt roads and rustic trails that were the nemesis of prairie schooner and stagecoach schooner. S-C-H-O-O-N-E-R.
Isn't that like a... I thought that was like a nautical term.
Prairie schooner and stagecoach drivers. There were millions of miles of railroads stretching in every direction. Picture a small Midwestern village of the 1870s, which was not a huge ask in 1956, but that's a pretty big ask of me in 2024.
Well, they're like, for the people who are there, you were there.
You remember that. Think, you know, ask your grandpa.
Those are the good old days back then.
The nation has gone through a devastating civil war, and it is in the process of rebuilding. I feel like they really, for lack of a better word, blew their load with the first three paragraphs. And now they're like, all right, we know that got you.
Well, that's that post-train clarity right there, bro. Post-steam clarity.
And it is in the process of rebuilding. It is Muscatine, Iowa, more than 1,500 miles removed from the battle-scarred Gettysburg. Yet you can still detect the pinch caused by war. Everywhere there are signs of construction as the western frontier is being pushed out. Thundering blasts of steam, alternating, deafening. I was going to wonder when they were going to...
He's getting back into it. He's getting cranked up.
He's getting, oh, yeah. Thundering blasts of steam, alternating, deafening. This is disgusting. This is the...
His eyes narrow as he describes in great detail.
Well, if you didn't order the pizza, who's going to pay for it? But it's, imagine a Civil War village. Steam. Thundering blasts of steam, alternating deafening hisses, break the silence of the night as the train grinds to a stop. Most conspicuous about the engine is its balloon-shaped smokestack, which towers 6 feet above the cab. There are two driving wheels and two small pilot wheels on either side. The engine burns wood for fuel, and its headlight operates on whale or coal oil. I didn't know that they operated on whale oil.
It's not enough that imagine, they're powering the lighthouses. They need to power the steam trains.
Imagine Iowa. Whale oil. There are two drive...
I like how earlier they did that thing where it's like, imagine it's 18s and they describe it first and then they reveal what it is and it's something you recognize. And then when they did that there, it was just someplace you've never heard of.
But it has a train.
That's why it's famous to us, of course.
There are two driving wheels and two small pilot wheels on either side.
Okay, 12 of these puffing billies, as they were called, would weigh as much as one modern locomotive. Power is the byword of transportation. More power, railroad travelers demanded.
They need it.
And more power is what they got.
Jeez Louise, man, this is disgusting. Picture the city of Los Angeles in 1910. Easy, got it, in my mind. Thanks. On it.
Me getting this album in 1992 as a vintage album, I'm going, I have no way of knowing what they're talking about right now.
Right. I can see it. I can see every photo that was taken in Los Angeles in 1910. It is already a major railroad terminus with an expansive network of lines extending radially to the north, east, and south. Coal has supplanted wood as fuel, and you can both hear and see its effects. Steam engines are not only more powerful, but larger. You can sense this from the volume of freight hauled in and out of the city, from the long passenger trains, from the din surrounding the railroad. They're big into din.
What's a din?
I mean, I imagine it's train
covered in din.
There was din everywhere.
What is din?
Yeah, we need to know.
Oh, din is a noise. So it's about sound. Let's read that again then. From the din surrounding the rail. So from the sound. From the long passenger trains, from the din surrounding the railroad. And that, I mean, that's the meat of what you're buying here. Yeah. You're in it for the din. I'm all
that's
din.
That's the good stuff.
Picture New York City today. Railroad center of a heavily industrialized nation. Thousands of trains carry passengers to every corner of the nation around the clock. Air-conditioned sleepers, complete with dining rooms, club cars, and rolling post offices are commonplace. The run from New York to Chicago has been cut to 17 hours.
It's like a Carousel of Progress joke almost.
Yeah. From New York to Los Angeles to less than 4 days. With it all, the deafening blast and hiss of the steam engine is a thing of the past. And diesels are models of silence, notwithstanding their size and power. So it's not even that the trains are going away.
Yeah, no, they're just like, they're making them better and more efficient. It's like someone who's really mad that the iPhones are just, they're like, they're not the same size.
The sounds of dial-up.
It's worse.
It is just an album. Beep, 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 beep. And you're like, the beeps of the dial.
Perfect. Takes me right back.
I love it. Yum.
How dare they take this from us?
The harsh sounds of the machine coming alive as it tries to connect to the internet. Shall these sounds of a vanishing era be forgotten? The days when the din of the steam engine and diesel were so much a part of the rhythm of daily living. I mean, imagine they innovate sex to the point where you're not into it anymore. like imagine your, like, you know, sex, like, yeah, the act of lovemaking.
Yeah.
They like invent a better kind.
There was a big update in the 80s, and now it's fundamentally different. And so you have to have like vintage throwback sex almost. And it's like you go out of your way to do it.
Right. But it's very shameful.
Yeah.
You're actually trying to have a debate about this. It's like, it's terrible. This is like, literally just play the album. It's the worst sound you've ever heard. This is the album. This isn't a joke. This is what they're talking about. This is the din.
This was pressed onto vinyl.
Like, are we really gonna let
are we gonna lose our locomotive heritage right now?
They've, you know, they're trying to use the straw man, literally straw man farmer, straw hat, straw man.
Yeah, the scarecrow farmer.
And was like, you know, this guy really thought that these cows wouldn't be able to milk
just because
we were literally pumping out diesel and blaring, you know, metal sounds near the cows during their sleep cycle. An idiot, by the way. But, I mean, let's be honest here. Are we really going to let these sounds go away? I mean, this is part of the hum of humans. Like, it's going to affect us pretty deeply.
Yeah. This is important.
It's so much more ridiculous to think that that sound is like it's the heart drum of our lives.
Yeah.
It's the heartbeat of society. And then you're like, the farmer's an idiot. Like, the cows can milk whatever. Who cares?
Well, they're using the farmer the same way people would use, like, that same dummy straw man argument with trains, where it's like, and can you believe these idiots who were against trains because they thought, you know, they would explode if they got on a train and went too fast? But it's like they're doing the same thing.
Yes.
Shall we carry with us the memory of picks and sledges that marked the extension of the American railroad frontier? Will we think of the many heartbreaking failures that marked the early days of pioneering, when trains ran on wooden rails topped by strips of metal, when horses and mules had to take over in place of steam engines developed kinks, when passengers had to take to the fields for wood and water to replenish fuel supplies? People suffered for these sounds.
Yeah. We're just going to throw all that away?
Just because I can fly from New York to Chicago in an hour and a half instead of 17 hours. It's not even that, though. They don't even know that trains won't even have, like the passenger rail will be, like, basically obsolete.
Yeah, completely.
Well, not obsolete. It'll just be...
It just drastically reduced from what it was. Like, they can't even conceive of what's coming as far as how obscure this is going to be.
They're just pissed that it's not as loud.
I know, right? It's like it's not even that far yet. It's literally the sounds only that are going away.
Sounds of a vanishing era. I'm not repeating that. It repeats it. Sounds of a vanishing era. They become dimmer and dimmer as the sounds of a new and greater power age grow to be more of a reality with every passing day. They are part of the romance of America that will always be with us in spite of atomic power and new technical wonders. They're more optimistic about atomic power than we are. We're still trying to work on, like, nuclear power. For here, through the process of fuel frequency range recording, every nuance of this sound world of railroading is captured with earth-shaking dynamism. Here's a galvanic auditory experience for high-fidelity enthusiasts to employ as they contemplate the rich pageantry of railroading and its mighty impact on the growth of an industrial world.
Who's blowing their nose during the recording?
Honey, can you please turn that? I don't want to turn it down.
The neighbors.
My father would drink. I mean, that's what this comment is.
Hit the porch with a couple of pull-top old-school cans. He would just listen to his old favorite tunes on vinyl. Oh, what did he listen to? What was his favorite album? Well, it was the sounds of a vanishing air. Oh, what do you mean? Like Perry Como and Frank Sinatra? It was about roughly 10 minutes that would repeat. He did not flip the record over of locomotive sounds that I would listen to, muffled through the house. So it's even worse.
Right.
You're not getting that hi-fi from the porch.
We listened to this often in my childhood just for fun. Late 60s SoCal. Incredible.
Fun, man.
I had this record when I was a kid and I've been looking for these sounds for 30 years.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, LRH 1966. Thank you. Thank you so much for posting this, is what they said.
I thought this was going to be lost media. Thank God.
It really makes its case for why you should listen to it. But it does have some value as both the novelty of, like, hey, we're trying out different recording techniques, audio fidelity.
Yeah. You know, well, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, like, pure logistics of recording it back then, where it's like, how do you record that? Where you got it? How close do we get? Are you just, like, peeking out the microphones, just, like, destroying a million attempts to make this?
Right. Like, we can't get Frank Sinatra and his orchestra to sit down while we set up the mics for 45 minutes. But you know what we could do? You go down to the railroad.
Don't be sending those off.
And if it doesn't work, who cares?
Yeah, there's no talent there.
Yeah, exactly. A study in stereophonic high fidelity. And then it is, you know, they did record sounds in the 50s, so, like, you're listening to train sounds in high fidelity.
Well.
That has value. I don't know about all this. The sweat of the train glistens on
the fact that they pad it to that whole wall of text on the back where it started out heavy. It started out really steamy with a lot, and then it ended strong, too, but we really dipped in the middle. Just to get the actual, you know, meat and potatoes of what we're doing here.
I've always been adamant that if a record needs turning up to sound good, it was never that good to begin with. But wow, this is great when loud.
The mixing on this one is great.
I have to turn this up. Just bought an original copy of this LP from an antique mall. So you?
Can't wait to show it to my friend and laugh about it.